Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being involved, you got to be engaged. You have got to be engaged. Otherwise, I mean, seriously, why bother? And be informed. That's the other side of it. Because if you're not informed as to what's going on, if you don't have the real information as to what's happening, then I don't, you know, you really end up sounding like them. And we don't want you sounding like them. I don't want people making fun of you or anybody else because you don't have the real information on what you need. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up after the break, I think you'll enjoy this. I hope you'll enjoy it. I've got Mark Hyman joining me. He's the author of Pardongate, How Bill and Hillary Clinton and Their Brothers Profited from the Pardons. Now, he goes into detail about how Bill's pardons and commutations issued after Hillary made it known that she was running for the U.S. Senate, and his abrupt departure from the longstanding precedent was an astonishing abuse of Justice Department processes. Always seems to be that the Dems use the Justice Department to their advantage. Now, I know a lot of you say, well, you know, that's what Trump is doing. Well, actually, it's not what Trump's doing. Not by any stretch. Now, Mark Hyman is an Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist. He knows how to get the critical details of a story, and for over 40 years now, his life experience includes he's a naval officer, he's a veteran intelligence officer, weapons inspector. You know, there's just so much that so many connections he's got, so much that he knows about what's going on from the inside. And we've known these people have been corrupt for decades. This really, I mean, for all intents and purposes, not belittling his book or anything, this is nothing new. The only difference is he's willing to prove it. He's willing to show that it's true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Somebody finally called him out for it. Chris Wallace called out Biden over his reluctance to appear on the show. Now I'm working right now on kind of like a montage, but it may take us a whole hour to do it. A montage of, you know, Biden's blunders, and they're not complicated things. I mean, the reality is, the simplest things in the world, the man got confused about. Where he was, who he was talking to. Right, he called Chris Wallace Chuck at one point. From a long time ago. Chris called out former Vice President Joe Biden over the presumptive Democrat nominee's apparent reluctance to appear on Wallace's program. He said, we asked last week for the interview, the past Sunday with Joe Biden. Wallace told Bill Hemmer his campaign, said that he's not available for that Sunday. Now, that's not saying he won't do an interview from now until Election Day. So we're going to ask every week, Wallace says. Now, Wallace's request to have Biden on the program came on the heels of a wide-ranging, occasionally contentious interview with President Trump. And I'm so glad that Trump did it. He finally looked at Wallace and he said, look, Biden won't do this. Why don't you ask Biden the same questions? See if he can deal with this the same way. Wallace told Bret Baier while they were talking that the president is out there. He's out there in his broiling heat. He was sitting with me for over an hour. He took every question I asked. You know, you can like his answers or dislike them, but at least he answered the questions. Joe Biden hasn't faced that kind of scrutiny. He hasn't faced that kind of exposure. Now, I don't know if Chris Wallace will do to him what he did to Trump. But I'm willing to give him a chance. Now, Wallace warned that if Biden doesn't subject himself to the kind of vigor questioning that you get on any Sunday show, especially the Fox News Sunday, he runs a risk of going into that first presidential debate at the end of this, at the end of September really behind, if you would. Now, you know, you have to get into the game. You have to get into shape for the game. And you do it with interviews. You know, he's right. When you get these people asking you questions, you will get a feel. You'll find out what people want to hear, what they want to know. And then that way there, the bottom line with it is that way there, you get a feel. You, the candidate, know how to answer those questions. Know how to shorten up your answers and still get the point across. You know, again, as I was putting that montage together of Biden, I was rolling. I couldn't believe the way he was answering questions, not answering questions, making up for his buffoonery. It is Listen, here's the deal. I'm going to put it on the Democrats. If you think that he has no mental issues, that he's not suffering from either dementia or early onset Alzheimer's, then he's a buffoon. And if you believe he is, and you're still pushing him out there, then shame on you. What you're doing to the man is terrible. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you should be ashamed of yourself for doing such a thing. All right. So, listen, I'm so wound up, I could probably do 5 hours of this stuff because of the craziness that's out there and what they're trying to get us to swallow. But when we come back from the break, we're going to talk again. The pardons. All we hear about is how bad Trump's pardons are. Well, what about the pardons that Bill gave? Right? Billy Bob Clinton. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay, get involved, get engaged, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com, sign up for the email blast. But let's get to it because, you know, when it comes to Billy Bob Clinton, I love talking about this man, and especially the fact that he has made the news again because he may or may not have been on the island, but I think that's where he conducted a lot of his business. I've got Mark Hyman joining me. He's the author of Pardon Gate, How Bill and Hillary Clinton and Their Brothers Profited from Pardons. First, Mark, thanks for being with me. And my God, say it isn't so. I can't imagine the Clintons benefiting from their public service years.
Not only they did, this will spin everybody's head because the numbers are staggering. It wasn't just Bill and Hillary and their brothers, Hugh and Tony Rodham and Roger Clinton, but there were even just people in the Clintons' orbit, friends, staffers. Everybody got a slice of the pie because the Clintons treat government privileges and actions like executive clemency like it's their personal property, and they're willing to trade it for money, gifts, and influence.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I mean, it's thoroughly amazing to me that they've been able to get away with it this long, and really haven't been called to the carpet. They still have some power within the Democrat Party, don't they? People are still afraid of them from within the party.
That's part of it, but also it's the national press. A lot of the folks who were involved with the original campaign in 1992 and served in the Clinton administration are now calling the shots in national news organizations. George Stephanopoulos, in his memoir, All Too Human, he writes about the fact he was part of the team that stamped out bimbo eruptions. He's now an anchor at ABC News. Their pundits and their managers at places like CNN and MSNBC and CBS. So they've got the love and the affection and the adulation of the national press, who are only too happy to cover up for this. Let me just set the scene for your listeners. For the first 6 years of his presidency, Bill Clinton was one of the stingiest presidents of all time when it came to executive clemency. As a matter of fact, in his first term, his first 4 years, he only delivered 56 clemency decisions. Only Thomas Jefferson, the third president, delivered fewer, 45, and there are only 5 million people in the country. So Bill Clinton went from being the stingiest to one of the most generous, and it all began in August of 1999, a mere 2 weeks after Hillary Clinton announced she was going to run for the U.S. Senate. And he started it by preemptively going to 16 FALN Puerto Rican terrorists who were serving sentences of 50 to 70 years for bombings, for murder, for destruction, mostly in Chicago and New York. There was some in Washington and also in San Francisco, all attributed to the FALN. Lots of people killed, dozens and dozens injured. He went to them. They didn't even request clemency. And he said, guys, I'm willing to give you executive clemency. Just promise you're not going to engage in any activity afterwards. And you got to wonder why he would do that. If you're running for a statewide seat in New York, you have to capture New York City. And New York City's politics are balkanized and divided by race, ethnicity, religion, country of origin. And politicians always pander to those various groups. But only Clintons were savvy enough to realize they could give them executive clemency. Rudolph Giuliani at the time was the presumptive GOP nominee. This was before he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Hillary Clinton faced a formidable opponent. Puerto Ricans normally vote heavily Democratic in New York City, but Rudy got 43% of the Puerto Rican vote in his last mayoral run. So wow. If Hillary wanted to be elected to the Senate, she had to win that Puerto Rican vote, had to win New York City in order to defeat Giuliani. And so that's why Bill Clinton went to them out of the blue and said, I'm going to give you clemency. That started for the next 18 months. They realized they had this process, which has really kicked off their entire two-decade pay-to-play scheme. They could sell government largesse as if it was their own personal property.
Well, I'm not surprised, but you are flooring me. Because, you know, I'm thinking about this, and again, people see this happen. They know what's going on with these people, and they haven't been able to stop them. You know, it's funny because you also talk about what he did in the Department of Justice and how he was able to manipulate the Department of Justice. This is not new in politicizing our legal system, is it?
No, not at all. You know, it was so brazen that Roger Clinton, now all three brothers, Hugh and Tony Rodham and Roger Clinton, each made hundreds of thousands of dollars representing the interests, is what they said, of pardon applicants, but essentially they were selling pardons and commutations. Roger Clinton was so brazen that in the final months of Bill Clinton's term, Roger was cold calling clemency applicants, telling them it would cost six figures to get them executive clemency. One of those people that took a phone call I spoke with, that individual said, I never met Roger Clinton before. I don't know Roger Clinton. How did he know that I even submitted a clemency application? That's not public information. And how did he get my personal cell phone number? I don't give that out to anyone. Well, clearly, somebody gave that information. The most likely person, Bill Clinton, or someone at Bill Clinton's direction. Just think about that. Roger Clinton had a list people he was cold calling, whom he never met, saying, for six figures, I will get you a pardon. They were brazen about it. They were comfortable with it. And sadly, my colleagues in the national media were completely disinterested, wanted to look the other way. So it came to a point where this book had to get out there to shine a spotlight on it so people understand how corrupt the process was.
Oh, well, Clinton, corrupt. I mean, I'm sorry. It's kind of going hand with each other, right? Now, and people need to know a little bit about your background, too. So you're an Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist. You know how to get critical details of many stories. You know how to work yourself in and out of D.C. And for 40 years, your life experiences include you were a naval officer, a veteran, an intelligence officer, weapons inspector. So you're not new to this process on how to dig and get information now, are you?
My entire adult life and whatever I've done is all about what I call the ground truth. It's the facts. I'm a numbers guy. Everything has to be proved. As an example, I have 850 endnotes in this book. So if they're uncertain where the information came from, I give them a roadmap. I tell them exactly which court document, which newspaper, which interview, and they can find it. My previous book that came out late 2019 had 1,500 endnotes. I don't even challenge you to try to find it. I will tell you where to find it. So it's all about ground truth, because that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, not speculation or conjecture. These are all provable facts. And yes, it is mind-numbing how bad it is. And these weren't just people who were willing to pay money, but they were also bad dudes.
All right, we'll get more to that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Head over to Amazon during the break. Buy Pardongate. Hillary Clinton's brother. You know, just type in Pardongate. It'll take you right there. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Over 25 million people will be losing access to the extra $600 in federal unemployment benefits that were designed to help jobless workers keep afloat after the coronavirus pandemic brought the economy to a standstill. Lawmakers are still haggling over the next stimulus bill. Democrats pushing for the extension of the $600 in extra aid, but Republicans only seeking $200 per week. Most workers have already received their final July check to include the $600 in extra pay, according to the National Employment Unemployment Law Project. Many states disperse their unemployment benefits on weeks that end on Saturdays or Sundays, which means the final benefits were sent to jobless workers on July 25th or July 26th. The impact to households and the U.S. economy will be immense. Even if lawmakers come to an agreement next week on a deal to extend extra unemployment benefits, there will be a gap of at least 2 weeks until jobless workers get new aid. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Please answer the question.
His statement's true.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fellow.
We are back.
Ain't that
a You'll listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on. Okay, I'm joined by Mark Hyman. He's the author of a book called Pardongate, How Bill and Hillary Clinton and Their Brothers Profited from Pardons. I can't imagine, you know, they're such angelic people. We always hear about they've just been committed to public service. They've just forget the part about lining their own pockets. So anyway, Mark, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. And I want to make sure your listeners appreciate and understand. The president's power for executive clemency is absolute. It's in the Constitution. And having looked at literally thousands of pardons and commutations, it's my personal opinion that most presidents have acted in what they believe are in the best interest. Once in a while, we see one that we kind of shake our head and wonder why that one. But I think, for the most part, they've been genuine in what they think are the proper intentions. And clemency is government's official forgiveness for previous crimes. Okay. And so maybe somebody was convicted, a convicted felon, lost a professional license, pays his debt to society, he's released, he wants to get his license restored. That would make sense. He petitions to get a pardon so that he can get his professional license restored. Maybe he's a commercial fisherman, wants to get back to his livelihood and feed his family. I think most people would understand that. But there are so many of these people who paid to get their pardons, and they weren't commercial fishermen. These were bad dudes. In your neighborhood, Carlos Vignali, an L.A.-based cocaine trafficking kingpin, was caught shipping 800 pounds of cocaine to Minneapolis. He paid Hugh Rodham over $200,000, and guess what? He got clemency.
Wow.
It goes even further. Harvey Weinig is a New York City-based lawyer who had a little job on the side. His little side job was he was the international money launderer for the Cali drug cartel. Hello? People remember those guys? We're not talking about dozens or hundreds. Thousands of people died in the cocaine wars involving the Cali cartel and the police and the army and so forth. And Harvey Weinig asked two of his buddies if he could get a pardon, if he could get clemency. And he asked a guy named John Podesta and Harold Ickes, the chief of staff and deputy chief of staff for Bill Clinton. They spoke to Bubba. He got clemency. He was the international money launderer for the Cali cartel. Are you kidding me? He's a bad, bad dude. Susan Rosenberg, one of the masterminds of a Brinks 1981 car heist. She was part of the family, which was
two organizations, the May 19th Communist Organization and the Black Liberation Army, who committed several murders, killed six police officers alone, three black, three white. 58-year sentence. She was caught with 740 pounds of explosives and weapons, including machine guns. Bill Clinton gave her a pardon. These were bad, bad, bad people. It's amazing. And you look at the bad ones and the ones that really get your head shaking, and then you find one that seems relatively anonymous, but there's always a Clinton tie. For example, two men in Arkansas convicted of tax fraud. Not a violent crime, not the sort of thing where you want to bar the front door. But they decided they want to get pardons. So they hired a New York City lawyer who never prepared a pardon application in his entire life. The week that Bill Clinton was leaving office, he writes up their clemency requests, bypasses the mandatory review at the Department of Justice, bypasses mandatory review at the FBI, delivers it directly to the White House 4 days before Bill Clinton leaves office. They get their pardons. Wait a minute. How does a couple of nobodies in Arkansas hire a New York City lawyer? Well, William Cunningham, the lawyer who prepared the clemency applications, was also the treasurer of the Hillary for Senate campaign.
Oh.
It all came back. People kept profiting. You know, politically, one of the folks who got a pardon in New Hampshire, his brother was the chairman of the New Hampshire Democratic Party. He got a pardon. So if you plan on running for president one day as a Democrat, wouldn't you want to be buddy-buddies with the chairman of the Democratic Party in the first in the nation primary? The connections are mind-numbing. I'm not talking two or three or a dozen. I'm talking more than 100. 70 instances where pardon recipients or people lobbying for their pardons had direct ties just to Hillary, not including those that paid Hugh and Tony Rodham hundreds of thousands of dollars and Roger Clinton hundreds of thousands of dollars, or even Bill Clinton. How did he profit? Well, as he was leaving office in December of 2000, he had a $200 million fundraising goal for the Clinton Library. He'd raised less than $3 million. People weren't writing checks. He was $197 million short. So a New York City billionaire said, I will give $1 million to the Clinton Library if you pardon my friend. His friend got a pardon. Bill got $1 million to the library. The nation's bank CEO did the same thing. I'll give you $500,000 if you pardon my friend. That guy got a pardon. They were treating government clemency as if it was a personal property. Everybody had a role in this. It was shameful.
Oh, my God.
Are you shaking your head? Are you shaking your head yet?
Well, I'm not just shaking my head, my friend. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, all right, so let me see if I got this straight. I mean, for all intents and purposes, all this money is flying around. All these clemencies are popping up. Is there any way to investigate these? Does somebody stop and say, well, wait a minute. How come all this money went to a Clinton purpose while these things were happening? Did anybody deal with that? Can they?
Well, first of all, the national media is not going to look at it. The Clintons just said, well, it was a coincidence. A guy wrote me $1 million check. I didn't give him a pardon. I gave a pardon to his best friend. I mean, that's just coincidence. And the brothers never said they were selling pardons. They said, I was representing the interests of someone who was in need of a pardon. So, you know, Hugh Rodham is an attorney, but he didn't prepare a clemency application. All he did was give a handwritten note to Bill. In fact, let me tell you how wild this was. So when you fill out a clemency application, it's very detailed, lots of information, lots of attachments, court documents. You have to go into great detail what you're convicted of, what the federal statute was that you had violated. Goes to the DOJ, Department of Justice, for review. Goes to the FBI to ensure you haven't engaged in further criminal activity. Goes to the pardon attorney, who then presents it all to the president to give a yes or no vote. Bill Clinton's final day in office, he gave away 140 pardons and 36 commutations. Out of those 176 clemency decisions, 47 of them never even went to the DOJ or the FBI. They bypassed them completely, went to the White House. Oh, by the way, a guy by the name of Eric Holder, who was the Deputy Attorney General, was telling people, skip the Justice Department, where I'm the number two guy, skip us, go right to the White House. You'll get it done that way. Just think about that. But 47 of them didn't even go through mandatory DOJ and FBI review. 30 recipients didn't even fill out an application. It was word of mouth. It was a handshake. It was a whisper campaign. And the final night, the pardon attorney, literally in the wee hours of the morning, was getting slips of paper from Bill Clinton that said, pardon this guy. And he was on the internet, the pardon attorney, trying to find out who the guy was, how to spell his name, what crimes were he convicted of. There were people who received pardon certificates that had their names misspelled and said, you are pardoned for your federal crimes, and they were mailed to the wrong address. That's how wild it was. And these were, once again, people who had connections. They were donors or bundlers. Or in the case of Susan McDougal, she and her husband Jim were business partners of the Clintons in the Whitewater scandal. This wasn't just a claim. 14 people received felony convictions for the Whitewater scandal. Susan McDougal, your listeners may recall, spent months in jail on contempt charges because she refused to testify against the Clintons. So you think maybe there's a bit of a quid pro quo there?
No.
She refused to testify. Then she gets convicted of felonies, and then on his final day, he gives her pardon, and she didn't even submit an application.
Wow.
I could go on. We could spend 6 hours going through the number of people who had Clinton ties. Now, in all fairness, there were a few people in the last 18 months who were regular citizens. As I recall, there were 14 people that Bill Clinton gave pardons to that he previously denied years earlier. This was padding the list to make it not look so bad. He gave a pardon to one guy who died 5 years earlier. And then here's the real shameful part. I mentioned how this is this very detailed process to go through, very invasive, and Justice Department review and FBI review. 1,500 people who followed the process, followed the rules, did it properly, but weren't connected to the Clintons, never had their clemency applications looked at. 1,500 sat in the desk when Bill Clinton left office.
I'm floored. Just saying again, wow. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just get back to it. Mark Hyman joins me. He's an Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist. He knows how to get the critical data he needs, and this stuff is, I'm not surprised, but I am floored by it. His new book, Pardongate, How Bill and Hillary Clinton and Their Brothers Profited from the Pardons and the Commutations He Gave Out. So, Mark, thanks for being with me and helping me, regurgitate my lunch.
Yeah, you know, it's, as I said at the top of the program, it's the president's power is absolute. Sometimes they make decisions that a lot of us may wonder or question, but there's nothing that I found, and I looked at the pardons throughout history, and nothing even rises to what the sheer numbers here. It was sheer profiteering. And again, I believe the Clintons' entire two-decade pay-to-play scheme began with the sale of these pardons. That two-decade pay-to-play scheme enriched Bill and Hillary Clinton personally to the tune of $240 million. And the Clinton Foundation by billions of dollars. It was selling. If it wasn't nailed down, they were going to sell it. I mean, people probably recall when they left the White House in January 2001, they had a truckload of furniture that wasn't even theirs. Remember, they had to ship stuff back. They literally plundered the White House of furniture. These folks were really, really
Well, a lot of people think that was just kind of a joke, and it wasn't real, and it was just, you know, hooey stories. But it was real. They really did try to steal stuff from the White House, didn't they?
They just have no moral compass. It's just amazing. And in my book, Pardongate, How Bill and Hillary Clinton and Their Brothers Profit from Pardon, some of it's just sheer numbers. The numbers are so overwhelming. I have chapters on different eras of pardons. The December 2000 pardon is the final day and so forth. And a lot of those, I had a whole chapter just on the Arkansas connections, which is amazing. Bill Clinton pardoned people as the governor of Arkansas for state crimes that he later pardoned for federal crimes as president. So he took care of his buddies decades later. This was always coming back to take care of one another. But I've got a couple chapters devoted to very specific pardons because they were so astonishing. I mentioned earlier in the program about Susan Rosenberg, who was a domestic terrorist, was in the news again recently because she was one of the chief fundraisers for the Black Liberation Movement Global Network, not the lowercase Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry, Black Lives Matter, which is what a lot of people have some philosophies and some agreement with and so forth. I'm talking about the Black Lives Matter Global Network, which is a formal organization with 14 chapters whose stated purpose is to overthrow the capitalist system. They want to install Marxism. They want to destroy the nuclear family. I would say most people wouldn't agree with these. And this is the formal organization. Susan Rosenberg just recently said, I am still committed to the revolutionary overthrow of the United States. She was serving a 58-year prison sentence after being caught with 740 pounds of explosives and guns, including an Uzi machine gun. But she was the mastermind behind a armored truck heist that ended with the death of two police officers. She was the mastermind. She challenged some of the Black Liberation Army soldiers in their organization. She said, could you kill someone without provocation? Because I could. When she was actually finally caught and arrested and handcuffed as she's being walked away, she turned to the police officer, who initially didn't know who she was, and she said, today's your lucky day. I should have killed you on the spot.
Oh.
She got a pardon.
And he pardoned her.
He pardoned her. And that one actually I devoted an entire chapter to her because that one, you look at it and you go, wait a minute. There is no money, gifts, or political influence. What was that all about? And that's why I go into great detail about Hillary's behavior and writings when she was a college student. And you know, Susan Rosenberg was a piece of work, to say the least. And so was Hillary Clinton, particularly when she was at Yale. There were members of the Black Panther on trial in New Haven, Connecticut, for murdering one of their own because they thought he was a police informant. They tied him to a chair and tortured him for several days. They stabbed him with ice picks. They burned him with cigarettes. They cut him with blades. And eventually shot him in the head. Hillary Clinton organized students to go out and protest on their behalf that they were victims of society. Just think about that. That's how bad she was. In her book, Living History, her biography after she left the White House, she wrote several times about the Yale Law Review. She never worked on a Yale Law Review, was never part of it. But she was the editor of something called the Yale Review of Law and Social Action, which was the alternative legal document. It included included cartoons of police officers depicted as pigs. These were really bad people. I make the case that this was all satisfying the inner radical of Hillary Clinton. There was no other reason to pardon Susan Rosenberg other than the fact that Hillary Clinton has subscribed to that view her entire life.
Now,
Susan Rosenberg.
You probably already know this.
I should have killed you. I mean, imagine that.
Oh, my God. You know, all right. Anyhow, But Hillary has been a political animal since she was in college, when she first met Bill and all that. She knew what he was like. I mean, I tell people all the time, what I've read, and I don't know this to be true, you've done more research than I have, but she knew he was a cheater. She knew he was a womanizer, but she also saw something in him that she thought that someday they would make it, and they did make it big. Is that true?
I have never met him personally, but I know several people who people friends. friends with him. I actually spoke to a guy years ago who was a big donor to Republican causes. And to make a long story short, his daughter's wedding reception is taking place at the Congressional Country Club outside of Washington, D.C. And the photographs are being taken. And they get busted up by the Secret Service because Bill Clinton is playing a round of golf. And this father is furious until Clinton joins in the crowd. And he charmed everyone, including this guy. And he said, I don't like his politics. He busted up my daughter's wedding. The photographs are ruined. But he was so charming. Everybody was hugging him. He said, he's got this personality. It's unbelievable. He goes, I was sucked into it. And I think that's part of it. Hillary recognized that he has a charm to him that he can build a relationship even with people who don't agree with him politically. Even when he disrupts and blows up their wedding day event. As a matter of fact, he was telling me they had Bill Clinton in the wedding photographs. He's sweating all over his daughter, the bride, because that's Bill Clinton was always sweating. He says, but they were charmed by the guy. They said, oh, please join us, get the photographs. He goes, I went from hating the guy to loving him. Because that's how great he was. And that was pre-Monica Lewinsky. Whoa. He said after Monica Lewinsky that he went back to being, you know, I don't like the guy. But he said he's got that personality. I think clearly Hillary saw that. That was the vehicle. And she's the driving force, seriously. She's the driving force about all this. And so, you know, it's interesting, and on that same topic, so Hugh and Tony Rodham each got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars representing the interests of people who got pardons. Roger Clinton got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hugh and Tony Rodham, every person they were representing got a pardon. But not Roger Clinton. Some of the folks didn't get a pardon. And I think it came down to this. Bill only had to look at Roger and see Roger was disappointed, and he would move on. But if Hugh and Tony didn't get pardons for the people who paid them, Bill would have to incur the wrath of Hillary, who probably would have done the old throwing the lamp routine and calling him the F-bomb and all the stuff that she's done over the years. It's been documented. I mean, there was no way he was going to cross her.
I met the Secret Service agent. No, I'm sorry, the naval officer. They used to carry the football?
The football.
And he told me there were plenty of times that Hillary and Bill didn't sleep in the same room at the White House. And he said there were plenty of times they'd be walking down the hall with Bill, and they'd get within 10 feet of Hillary's room, and they would stop talking. It was just habit. They would shut up till they got to 10 feet on the other side of the door, that they would start talking again. Okay?
Yeah, I interviewed people who worked in the White House, and they said she was horrendous to everyone.
Yeah.
The Secret Service hates her. The professional staff hated her. She was nasty, nasty, nasty. And and she's always switched on. I don't know that she's ever taken a time off to, like, smell the roses and enjoy life. It's all about whatever the goal is.
Again, you know, one of the best stories that I love is that the Secret Service is deciding at what point they intervene. Right? So how often can she hit him with something? You know, how physical could she get with him before they have to jump in and help out? Do you know what I'm saying? Because she that might be her husband, but she is beating on the president of the free world. And I was thinking, wow, you haven't got bigger and better things to do except to sit there and try to figure out when do we jump in, when she pulls the switchblade out or what? What's the deal? Which I think is hilarious, you know?
Yeah,
but
well, this whole process, you know, the pardon gate, how Bill and Hillary Clinton are the brothers profit from pardons.
Yeah.
It's for any of your listeners who think they know the Clintons, I would urge them to buy this book. They will be appalled. You know, you're at the point where
you got about 30 seconds, so let's pump the book and where they can get it. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, look, it's available online anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. I'd say it's available in bookstores, but I don't think there are any bookstores open.
No, there isn't. That's all right. Amazon can deliver to you. You got to give Bezos some more money. He's, you know, he's running a little lean right now after his divorce. Joe Messina, Mark, thanks for being with me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. What a nuclear bribe, Russian spies, and Washington lies have in common. You're going to find out when you come back. You listen to The Real Side.